This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The topic today, John was wondering, does anybody ever order off the kids' menu as an adult? Because the thought crossed your mind. You saw the portions from the kids' pizza to the pizza that you and Lisa split.
Yeah.
And wonder, is anybody taking advantage of this? Or do you feel wrong?
Yeah.
Is it uncouth? Texter says, there's nothing wrong with asking. I'm not that hungry. Can I get the kids' menu of this, please?
That's a great way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Texter says, kids' menu has grilled cheese. Adults did not. I wanted a grilled cheese. I guess that's another way of looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if there's something on there, I still don't. Then you know, ask for a grilled cheese.
Yeah, I would.
They would probably say, yeah, I'm sorry, we don't have that on our kids' menu. And
but they would probably accommodate you.
They probably would.
But they would charge you more.
Yeah, they might. They might.
But it's the same portion as if you gave it to a six-year-old versus if a 24-year-old.
Right? I got a text message that was included a all caps word. Yes. It's not, and not is an all caps, okay to order off the kids' menu. Tell Costa that there are unwritten rules in life. One doesn't, as an adult, order off the kids' menu, and one never dates your buddy's ex right away.
Oh, right away ever.
Well, if they're a really good friend, it might be
how
never.
How long?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I think there is at some point a...
maybe if you're no longer friends with that person, then you can date.
There's a right of first refusal at some point.
So we're talking about society's unwritten rules.
Yes. But I do agree with that. And I mean, when you go to a family-style restaurant, and you're sitting down and everybody is eating off of the same, like they bring in, there's a place that we, Damside Inn, we go up north. I love the place. And it is, you know, all of the fried chicken that you want, mashed potatoes, butter doodles, all of that stuff. You sit down, everybody's eating all the same thing. But as an adult, even if I only eat one piece of chicken, I'm paying an adult price. Kids who are eating all of the same stuff, they get to pay a kid's price.
Yeah, we've had people explain it. It's they're going to take it. I don't know if it's quite at a loss, but you're at cost on the kids item in the hopes of luring the family to get mom and dad to buy the big meals where they rake in the dough, and then you buy a couple drinks and you get a refill, and then they really rake in the dough.
Well, I don't know that any restaurant is really raking in the dough.
Well, they make money on the drinks.
Sure, they make on mixed drinks.
Yes,
yes.
Well, even soft drinks. I mean, what's the syrup in your Coke or Pepsi cost them? Right.
Could cost you your life.
But for them, it's pennies and you're paying dollars. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Nikki in Detroit. Nikki, you're on 97.1.
Hi, good morning. So about ordering on the kids' menu. So for me, I have 5 children. So, you know, sometimes, I appreciate the courtesy of having a lesser price for the kids' menu. It does make it affordable for me to take the children and my husband out to eat. Where the issue comes in for me when they don't allow people to order off of the kids' menu, my mother-in-law and so many people now in 2025, they have gastric sleeve surgeries, and a lot of people are watching their weight and the cost of everything being so high. So then it becomes, you know, very ambush-ish in a way to where they're like, oh, you can't order off the kids' menu. But, you know, what if my stomach, I have the gastric sleeve. What if I just can't eat that much? So, you know, turn me down, lose a customer, or either get into my hospital business. So for me, it's like, you know, order off of the kids' menu, you know, out of respect. You know, don't try to do it just to cut costs for your own pockets. But at the same time, I think that restaurants should be a little bit more lenient with people. So it's just, you know, it can be a bit tricky. But I think to enforce that too much, it's just like, can I just get a meal and eat? Like, and then like someone else said, when I go through like fast food, I always get a kid's meal because I want to enjoy the fast food without all of the calories, without, you know, feeling like, oh, I'm going to order off of the adult side and just throw the bread out, you know? So it's just really tricky, but I don't think they should enforce it so much.
Nikki, appreciate the phone call. We had a couple people bring up the gastric sleeves and the surgeries that people can't eat as much.
On the flip side, you don't have to eat it all, and you can take it home and eat it for lunch the next day. Yeah, you could make it. You could make a double out of it,
and you have potential to order sides.
Right.
I guess the kids' menu is called the kids' menu.
Right, for a reason.
It's the kids' menu.
I've always interpreted it as you're getting a kid's portion and you're paying a kid's price. And a ticket texter says, why as a consumer should I care about their profit margin? If I want a smaller portion for a cheaper meal, why can't I order that? In other words, the business is allowed to save money, but you as a customer aren't allowed to save money. That's the double standard that I was trying to articulate earlier.
I understand that, but you're also talking about, you know, they're not going, as a restaurant, I don't think you can price everything for every single individual. You have to have some generalities in there to even operate your business.
We have some calls to get to, and I'm hesitant to take this one because it's Dean in Milford, and he agrees with me, which and now I'm realizing maybe I've stumbled into the wrong argument. But Dean,
Dean changed sides?
Dean, good morning.
Good morning, and to be clear, I feel filthy about it. These restaurants don't give a crap about you. It's a trap. They undercharge you for your nose picker and then double charge you for you. All the people that are complaining about it cost 50 cents more or this much more. Cool. Stay home then. Because if you're pinching pennies, you are going to be the same person that wasn't going to tip. And you're part of the problem. The other part that comes in, all these people, oh, I had this surgery. I can't eat as much. John, you said it. Cool. So eat less and take the rest home. It's not like they're taking food from you. Look it. Now you paid more and you get two meals. So now you paid less money because now it's the same amount for two separate meals. I'll never understand this argument. Just go out to eat and enjoy the time out or stay home and cook at home.
I actually agree with what Dean said, and I don't know how to feel about it. That's some self-reflection for me. Paul in Royal Oak, we'll get to you. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Want to call in to say I think one thing that we should look at is restaurants utilizing their lunch menu as a dinner menu as well and having a portion option. I don't disagree with what Dean just said, but also, like, there's a lot of folks out there that don't care to have leftovers. So I've had a lunch at a place at the wood shop in Clarkston. I spent $20 for two salads with chicken on them, and I gave the girl an $8 tip because I was happy with the price. The food is great, and the service is even better. So tough times, but I think there's options that they could do a little bit better.
And I understand the restaurant business is not a high margin business. A lot of these places don't last very long, and we're going to see more and more of them struggling.
Right. And I mean, I don't know if you want to call it dynamic pricing, but it is always kind of interesting where if you're there before 4 o'clock, you pay one price for a menu item. And if you're there at dinner time, it's another one. But it's also they're trying to encourage more people to walk through the door at that time.
And time that they're typically not pushing food through. You know, and happy hours. They exist for a reason.
And how do you feel about, like, that, you know, with you when you get a discount like that? Like, I usually tip better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's like, no question. Like, so yes. In the situation, and I didn't say this, and I'm glad I didn't order off of the kids' menu, which I don't think I ever would. When I got the bill, this was one of those moments where, because we were there a little bit earlier, it was basically kids eat free. So we ordered the kids' pizza, and it cost $7, and then there was a credit for $7 on the kids' menu. So basically it was, and we put some extra toppings on there, so we had to pay for the toppings, but it was, you could bring your kid and eat free, but then we'll charge, obviously, the adult prices. So,
well, when we got half off on kids' meals, that's what we would still tip the original price.
Right, and when I saw that, I added $7 to the tip because, one, the environment was great, the food was great, the service was great, and I was very appreciative to see that they had made that offer to families.
The only time I get kind of upset with the restaurants, when everything's great and I'm going to tip great, and I guess they don't understand that or what, or they don't know that coming in. But when you get nickel and dime for like an extra ranch, I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, that I think it's kind of a rare occasion that happens. I know that they do it at some of the wing places because
it's all the time. I think.
You know what?
A place that I have stopped going to because of that.
Really?
Yes.
Because they hit you with a 50-cent charge for this.
For extra sauce and dips.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I don't think I've noticed that any time in the recent past. No, I mean, again, you go to some of the wings places. Yeah. And I mean, it's part of it. They're going through a much more either ranch or blue cheese than most restaurants.
John in a truck, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking, you know, are senior meals viewed the same way? Like, I remember my mom was a senior. We would go to some restaurants just, you know, for the senior discount, but mm-hmm. she was a senior. I couldn't imagine myself going in there not being a senior, ordering off that menu. I think restaurants have a right to market how they market to either kids' menus or senior menus to get people in and, you know, manage their margins.
Yeah, I 100. They have a right to do whatever they want to do to get you in the door and ultimately paying the bill.
They have a right to price it how they want, serve it how they want. It's their private business. You want to order kids' menu to go so they don't know? I have no issue with it.
Of course you don't.
You can do what you want. That's America, baby.
Yeah, but I don't think I would ever order 4, you know, kids' pizzas and say, you know, yeah, I'm taking this home to all the kids. I just couldn't do it.
Texter says, I wish I could order Costa's opinion on the kids' menu. Okay, thanks for that.